talking with the 2011 National Extemporaneous Speech Contest winner at the National FFA Convention, Kyle Hilbert. Kyle, as you think about this, you obviously have moved up through the ranks, winning that state contest back in May. I know it was exciting, but what about the national?
Oh, it's amazing. I still can't believe it. It's just overwhelming. I mean, I don't know what to do right now. It's really a surprise. I just got first in the nation, and, you know, it was really just luck all along the way because, you know, I don't consider myself the first in the nation, but the judges did yesterday, so thankful for that.
Well, but their word goes in this case. So you're a national champion. Now, well, let's talk about those speeches that you gave. Two of them actually were fairly close to being very similar, and it seems like there was a lot of topics that you had to research.
Right. I had to research everything from urban agriculture, community gardens and rooftop farming, to precision agriculture and genetically modified organisms and pretty much everything in between. And I didn't grow up on a farm by any means. I grew up in town. I live in a rural area, but I grew up in town, and farming is just not something I grew up around. So pretty much everything I had to get ready for this contest, I had to learn in the last couple months. And it's definitely taught me a lot, and I've learned a lot and gained a lot of respect for agriculture.
You had quite a set of notes, right?
Oh, yes. Almost 500 pages, single-sided of printed material, newspaper clippings, and everything in between.
Now, you know, obviously there's a little bit of an art to extemporaneous speaking. What if you know, we got folks probably listening that want to be in your shoes a year from now or 2 years from now, what would you advise them? What would you tell them to do to get ready?
First and foremost, do a prepared speech first, and so you get used to speaking in front of a crowd and things of that nature. And then whenever you want to try extemp, something that Kelly Barnes taught me when we were working out and getting ready for this contest was develop a list in your head before you go in, a list of 1, 2, 3. For instance, in my speech yesterday, I knew I was going to talk about precision agriculture, food waste, and then genetically modified organisms. And by having that in my head, that list, I didn't forget where I was, and I was able to keep my place. So lists more than anything.
As far as thinking on your feet with the questions, how did you mentally get ready for that? For that, both at the state level, but then especially here at the national.
For questions, honestly, I didn't do a whole lot of work because ever since I was an eighth grader and started in ag, the questions was something that came naturally for me. But the preparation and the speech, that is something that I had to put hours and hours of work in. I would say 95% of my work was on the actual giving the speech, and then questions and answers was just everything that was left over that I didn't actually put in my speech that I knew about the topic.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hayes.
Now one other question. You're a senior this year, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What are your plans down the road?
Next year I plan on attending Oklahoma State and majoring in agricultural communications, and we'll see what happens from there.
Any interest in a state office run?
Well, I do plan on applying for NomCom, and we'll see how that goes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.